WVIN, your hometown community radio station and your home of Rams Radio, tomorrow at 11:15 as the 11-0 Bath Heverling Rams, for the first time in program history with 11 wins in one season, are back in the state semis for the fourth time. They're 0-3 all-time, 0-2 against Chenango Forks, and that's who they face. That is who stands in their way between them and their first ever New York State title game. We'll be online at WVIMBAT.com with our free radio loyalty app for your smartphone and tablet, and on 98.3. On the phone with us, it is Matt Herrick, getting us ready with a little Rams roundtable. He was a Bath football standout 2003. His teams went 28-6 in those 3 years, lost to Chenango Forks twice in the state semis. All right, Matt, final thoughts and any prediction, if you have it, on tomorrow's state semifinal game?
I think the first half will be, you know, just what we talked about, lining up, running the ball straight ahead, you know, and I think you'll start to see teams open it up in the second half. But, you know, I'm not going to jinx anybody with any predictions, but I know it'll be a good game, and we'll be ready to play. Yeah, I think, you know, just given who Chenango Forks is and what they've done, then that we're the underdog. And I think the kids know that, and I think it's going to feed them. But it's going to come down to, like I said before, who can control the line of scrimmage. If we are able to open holes and push them around a little bit and hold our own on defense and not get pushed back and allow them to open up natural cutback lanes, we're going to hang with them. You know, we got a shot. You know, you have a shot anytime you step on the field. You know, our offense is obviously very prolific. You know, Coach D has those guys ready to go. They're ready to put up points. You know, getting Brewer back will help significantly. And our defense is, they'll be ready to go. They're going to be pumped up. They know that, you know, if we get a shutout, then we can't lose. So, you know, that's what they're shooting for. It's going to be a tough task, but we'll get them ready as best we can.
Matt, will you be making the trip up from Pittsburgh on Saturday to Cicero North Syracuse for the game?
I will. I'll be there.
All right. Well, listen, you have an open invitation. Anytime you want to join the broadcast like you did a couple weeks ago at halftime, we'd love to have you. You have great analysis. You break it down like nobody else I know. We'd love to have you on and get your thoughts at halftime. Thanks so much for hanging out with us here today, being our guest DJ on Rams Roundtable. Thanks so much, Matt. We'll see you up there at Cicero North Syracuse tomorrow.
All right, thanks. Go Rams.
All right, there you go. Matt Herrick, former Bath football standout, 0-1, 0-2, and 0-3. His dad is still the D-line coach for the Bath Heverling Rams. And to have him as kind of an assistant and as a volunteer and an advanced scout, you know, he was a Division II walk-on at Mansfield. To be able to have his eyes and his football mind, it's pretty incredible. Here's somebody, you know, that just wants to help out his alma mater on his free time. He's got his own regular job. He's got a family in Pittsburgh, but wants to give back to Coach Carroll, the football program, the football family, and to his alma mater. Pretty cool. Thanks so much to Matt Herrick. It's Rams Radio tomorrow, 11:15, with the Countdown to Kickoff pregame show. Online, WVIMBAT.com, with our free radio loyalty app for your smartphone and tablet, and on the air at 98.3. So whether you're sitting in the stands at Cicero, North Syracuse, or out and about, you won't be left out. It's Bath versus Chenango Forks in the New York State Class C semifinal matchup tomorrow. Rams Radio on your hometown community radio station, WVIN.